My name is Alyssa. I am 14 years old. Today is November 26, 2017, and I'm speaking with my grandma, Omi. We are recording this interview in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Can you tell me about a historic event that has an impact on your life?
The historic event was World War II starting when I was 8 years old. And it was also that my father was drafted into the army, and I told him goodbye because he was then gone for several years and never saw him again for a long time.
Would you consider that one of your most vivid memories of that event?
Probably, saying goodbye to my father being drafted into the army. Yes, it was. At that time, I was only a little child, 8 years old, and it was like somebody was whipped off in my life.
So you were 8 years old when World War II happened. What happened to you during that time?
I was with my mother, and we went to school and with my sister, who was younger than me. And then the war went on and on and on, and then there were times where later they were bombing Germany, and I had spent nights in basements when I was school age, like 10 years old or 11 years old, and many nights we had no sleep because of air raids, and we had to be in the basement. Next day, I would go to school. Nobody asked whether we were tired. We just had to study.
So, what happened to you after the war ended?
After the war ended, my city, which is named Breslau, and the part that was given away after World War II to Poland was Silesia, which was a real true German part of Germany that was given up. The Poles took over everything we had. We had to leave our house and home with nothing but a backpack. We had to leave the town and had nothing left. We had our beautiful homes and all my childhood memories left behind because we couldn't take anything with us.
So where did you go once you had to leave?
We had to leave my city. At one point, we had a choice either being transported by Russians to concentration camps, the women and children. We didn't have any men. They were all in the war, either as prisoners or dead. And at one point was that my father died before that happened. When I was 12 years old, he came out of the war with injuries and died at when I was 13. That was before end of World War. And after that, we had to leave the town, and we walked from there to the try to get to the East German border, because the part that I lived in was given up to Poland, and every German had to leave that area.
So, you walked? How long did you walk for?
We started walking from October the 8th with nothing but a backpack, and walked every day, every day during winter of 1945 in snow and ice. I froze both my feet at that time because we were on the road all the time. We were hungry. We had slept in barns on straw, had no beds and very little food. And we reached then the East German border in February 1946, I believe, yeah.
So,
I walked practically like 400 miles to get to the East German border. My mother, my sister, me, our neighbor and her daughter, and we were then, after we got into the East German area, the Russians took us into concentration camps till we got permission to move on to West Germany.
So that's your experience during and after World War II. Thank you for spending the time to do this interview with me, and happy Thanksgiving.